This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:39. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. Sean Tanis of our news desk joins us now for the market wrap. And Australia has hit back at Google's latest warning, saying that the internet giant must abide by the country's laws and pay for using media content. Sean, what is the latest in this standoff?
So this is in response to Google's warning last Friday when Google said they will disable the search engine in Australia if they are forced to pay local publishers for news. And today, Australia's Treasurer, John Frydenberg, he fought back saying it's inevitable that Google and other tech giants will have to eventually pay for using media content which they are not producing. And the requirement includes paying media companies for displaying snippets of articles in Google's search results. But Google is saying that the law is unworkable simply because it's aiming to allegedly compensate publishers for the value their stories are actually generating for the company. So they don't know how this can be gauged, you know. Mm. But Australia's statement today is pretty strong, as Frydenberg basically implied that he doesn't care simply because right now Australia could either choose to become a world leader and set precedents to legislate such a law, or Australia can wait and then follow other countries in passing a similar law or rule sooner or later. And then there was also a lot of venom in his latest statement, especially this line when he said Google did themselves a big disservice by issuing that warning and openly threatening the Australian public, saying that they want to pull out of the country. It's growing into if you watch wrestling, into like a socially distanced WrestleMania preview.
So, I mean, I find it interesting because we are seeing internet giants get into battles like left, right and center, yeah. Right? But this seems to be one of Google's biggest battles in recent memory, because Australia seems like it's ready to risk losing access to Google's search engine, but Google could also risk losing market share to its rivals.
Correct. So a report says that at least 94% of online searches in Australia go through Google. I don't know who is using other search engines. But at
How
this,
dare you?
No, okay. There are people actually using other search engines, actually. At this point, I mean, it does look like an unassailable lead over rivals like Microsoft's Bing. There's also Yahoo, and also some people are using DuckDuckGo. So Bloomberg analysts are saying that this makes it unlikely for advertisers and publishers to move on to the competitor platforms for traffic in the near to medium terms. Maybe in the long term, it's possible. But what they feel is Google can simply comply with the law, and then they can basically offset the cost by raising ad prices. Mm. And then they can also lower traffic costs paid to mobile networks. So currently, Facebook is the only other company targeted by the legislation. And Facebook also made a similar statement on Friday, saying that it's looking to block Australians from sharing news on the platform if this law goes through, right? But Frydenberg has accused that the tech giants are basically moving the goalposts on why they shouldn't be paying these media companies. He even said that if the overall clicks for media content cover only a small portion of overall clicks on their search, then why are these internet giants are complaining that it's too much to pay? So if it's so little, so insignificant, then just pay lah. That's what he's saying.
So doesn't it sound like it's a battle of principle at this point? That's what it looks like anyway. What this brings to mind for me, at least, is we don't have the statistics here in the country, but I'd be curious to know what online search engine you use. So here again, it says 94% of online searches in Australia go through Google. Do you use Google? Do you use something else? Are you using DuckDuckGo? Let us know.
I've never heard anyone say you can just Bing it. Everybody says you can just Google it.
Well,
that's the reason
for
it.
That's what Microsoft's marketing team wants to hear you say. I'm going to Bing it. I don't think DuckDuckGo works as a verb either.
Too long.
So tell us, I mean, do you Google everything? Or are you using other things? Are you using Bing, Yahoo, DuckDuckGo? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.